Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks, joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow. Well, the Astros had a five-game losing streak and really breaking out the last 2 days with back-to-back wins. Jeff scoring 27 runs, and yesterday saw a good starting pitching performance from Mike Fiers that starting pitching had been lacking during the five-game losing streak.
Yeah, it was great to see Mike on the mound dominating like that, and we're going to need many more starts like that if we're going to get back in this wildcard race. But you know, and it was great to have that outing. Hopefully we have another good one from Keuchel today. And for me, it really was the offense coming alive the last couple of days that made the difference. And not just one guy, obviously, but, you know, throughout the lineup getting contributions with this young offense. I think that's going to be important for us to continue that.
Well, it's a young offense, Jeff, but July 16th, you guys signed Yulieski Gurriel, and he's here. I mean, he's going to be in the lineup today. He's the DH. Pretty exciting day.
It is. It's a real fun addition for us. Yuli has had a track record of success in the international stage, but he's never played in the big leagues. You know, we gave him a little over 50 at-bats in the minor leagues just to tune him up like a spring training for him. And, you know, he reached out over the weekend and said, I'm ready to go. Call me up. And so we did. And it'll be fun to watch him play. He's, you know, we don't know what to expect right out of the gate, but I do know what to expect over the next few years. He's going to be a player that can deliver a high average, decent power, plays good defensive positions, and which is going to help our ball club.
Some bad news on the injury front, Jeff. Luis Valbuena trying to work his way back from the hamstring injury, having a setback and getting sent back to Houston to be reevaluated. Obviously not what you wanted to hear, a key part of this lineup, and obviously it would be nice to have him back at some point this year, but looks like that may be in doubt at this point.
It is a bit in doubt. We're going to wait and see what the doctors say this week. There is potentially a surgical solution to his issue, which if he does that, will take him out for the rest of the year. But, you know, Louis has to worry about his career going forward. He's going to become a free agent at the end of this season. And you know, he was so important and instrumental in us getting back into this playoff race. And we know what he's capable of doing. We certainly wish him the best. If for some reason the doctors say he can continue rehab without surgery and get back in our lineup towards the end of the year, we're certainly going to be excited about that.
Pretty exciting time for Alex Bregman. Off to a 2-for-38 start as a member of this big league club. But we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, Jeff, and now last 2 weeks he's hit safely in 12 of his last 13, hitting .330, three homers, six doubles in that time. Flawless D at third base, and you were pretty confident he was going to bounce back, but I don't think anybody saw to this degree this early.
I think this is the Alex Bregman we're going to see going forward. This is a guy that's done this consistently in his career. And as we talked about on this show, you know, we kind of felt like that slow start was an anomaly and that he'd get back to what he's good at, which is hitting for high average, hitting for power. And he's played a really good third base for us. So hitting that number two spot right as a rookie is a tough thing to do. But, gosh, he's doing a great job, and he's been instrumental for us getting these victories over the weekend.
Jeff, I guess I'm thinking about the pitchers maybe a little bit more, but you have eight rookies on the roster. First time that they're going to play this extra month as a professional. Are you going to monitor some workloads? And I'm thinking of guys like Joe Musgrove, maybe Chris Davinsky, some guys like that.
Yeah, it's important that we do look at the overall picture and make sure that we don't run them into the ground in September. So we're going to be very cognizant of it, and AJ and I already started to talk about it. We were planning for this at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
So the way we had Musgrove in a six-man rotation early in the year, the idea was to give him a few more innings. I think Kavinsky's going to be pretty good as far as his innings go. So we're going to continue to monitor it. Obviously, a lot has to do with how they're feeling, what our trainers tell us. You know, we're going to continue because these guys are so important to us. They're important to us winning. If we're in the playoff race, if we get to the playoff race, we want them to be healthy and able to contribute.
More with Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1980, the Astros, Reds, and Dodgers were in hot pursuit of the National League West title. Burt Blyleven and Joe Niekro hooked up in the dome. A pitcher's duel? Well, no. The Astros drove Blyleven from the game with six runs in the first three innings as 33,000 fans raised the roof. In the bottom of the seventh, Terry Poole led off with his fourth hit of the game. A double and a sac fly brought two more runs home. Alan Ashby hit a sharp grounder up the middle, and it went right between Omar Marino's legs and rolled all the way to the wall. The slew-fitted Astros catcher lumbered all the way around the bases as the crowd roared, but in the end, he only got credit for an RBI single, one of 18 hits the Astros got in this 12-5 win.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
And welcome back. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks once again joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow before the Astros take on the Baltimore Orioles. And, you know, you get in the latter part of August, start to look toward September, and every team, obviously the rosters expand. You can call up anybody on your 40-man roster. I'd imagine you and manager A.J. Hinch have started to talk about September call-ups. You guys have a number in mind. I'm sure you have some players in mind.
Well, we have a concept in mind, and that is that we want players that are going to come up and help us win ball games. And, you know, for us, we sort of jumped the gun with as many rookies as we have right now in the big leagues. A lot of our September call-ups have already made it up, like Teoscar Hernandez and so forth. I think the guys that recently got sent back down, James Hoyt, Tyler White, those are the obvious guys to come back and help us out. Perhaps Kevin Chapman is another left-handed option out of the bullpen. And then we'll have to see. Brady Rogers certainly deserves an opportunity to pitch in the big leagues. We'll see how we're going to be able to use him, because Brad Peacock's looked pretty good the last couple nights. So there's going to be some guys coming up. There's going to be some guys coming up that can help us win ball games, and that's why we're doing it.
Jeff, another frustrating season for John Singleton, hitting just a little bit over 200 this year with a lot of strikeouts again. What's going on with John?
Well, the good news is that he continues to take walks, and he's got power. I think he's got 18, 19 home runs.
Yeah.
But the average is definitely not where we need it to be. And, you know, I wish I knew exactly how to explain it. I know he wants to improve in that area.
Sure.
Our hitting coaches and manager have been working with him. And, you know, we're just going to have to give him more time. He's still a young guy. You know, obviously we expected more of him last year and this year, but maybe some winter ball in his future, or maybe a different approach this offseason, because he's still got a tremendous amount of potential and is young enough to help, if not us, some other big league club down the road.
You know, you look at the way the win-loss records are shaping up for your minor league affiliates. Most of the minor league seasons end around Labor Day weekend, and Corpus Christi had already clinched the first half in the Texas League, having a great second half. Lancaster's in first place in the second half in their division in the California League. And Fresno, they're in the hunt for another playoff berth as well. And I know that's one thing that the organization preaches. In order to develop winning players, you like to see these guys win games in the minors as well.
We do, and Tri-City has a chance to get in the playoffs as well. You know, we like them to have a little bit of postseason experience. Clearly, the number one priority is development and getting ready to progress up the ladder and get to the big leagues. But if they can do it while winning and winning championships, we like that. We've had a lot of success in the minors with win-loss records, playoff teams, and championship teams, and we hope to get another championship team this year.
Jeff, I saw where you bumped Forrest Whitley, your first-rounder this year, up to the Appalachian League, and he's made a couple of starts there. He's looked good. The walk total's down. The strikeouts are high. And what are the reports you're hearing about Forrest making an adjustment as a pro?
Very good. You know, we definitely were encouraged enough by what we saw in the GCL that we wanted him to pitch under the lights, as they say, in the real stadium. And he's had an opportunity to do that. He's going to have at least one more start, and we want him to finish strong. And he'll go to Instructional League and learn a little bit more about our philosophy and so forth. But this guy so far has turned out to be everything we hoped he would by taking him in the first round, a tall, strong pitcher with great stuff and good command of it, and definitely a couple out pitches. So we're excited about him.
All right, Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
2-2. And that's hit in the air and deep to left field. Kim is going back, and he will watch that one go. A two-run home run for Alex Bregman, and the Astros lead it 2-0. Bregman's second homer of the series and the third of the year.
Here we go again. Got a change up that time, the second one he saw during that plate appearance, and recognized it, kept his hands back, and walloped it.
Watson on the mound for the Astros is Mike Fiers. He's 8-6 with a 4.66 ERA in 23 games, 22 starts. Lost his last start Sunday at Toronto. Gave up 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings. And Fiers with losses in 2 of his last 3 starts.
Four-seam fastball that he likes to elevate. He's got the cut fastball, the curveball, and the much-needed tonight, the changeup, in my estimation.
1-1. Ground ball slowly hit left side. Bregman to his left, cuts in front of Correa. He fields, throws, and in time, and it's a 1-2-3 first for Mike Fiers. So Hernandez is at first with nobody out for Jason Castro. Pitch on the way. And Castro lines this toward the left center field gap. That one's headed for the wall, and it'll roll all the way to the wall. On his way to third is Hernandez. He's around third and coming home. No relay to the plate. Hernandez scores. An RBI double for Castro, and it's 3-0 Astros.
Well, how about batting practice today, Robert? You and I were both noticing Jason Castro. Every once in a while, we'll be around the cage and we'll notice somebody a little bit different than usual. And Castro was crushing balls all over the ballpark. Good to see it show up in the game.
Here's the 3-1. Way outside, ball four. Castro walks. That forces in a run as Gattis scores, and it's 5-0 Astros. Here comes Buck Showalter. Chris Tillman's night will come to an end. There goes Kemp, the 1-2. Springer hits it in the right field fairly deep. Trumbo is going back, still going back, looking up, and that ball is gone. Two-run home run for George Springer, and the Astros' lead is 8-1. Springer homering for the second straight day, his 25th of the year. Runners lead off all three bases. Here comes the 1-1. Chopped off the plate, left side, fielded by Machado. Long throw across, just in time to get Castro. A run scores as Correa comes home. And the Astros lead is 10-1. Castro with his third RBI of the game. And now on the pitch is Brad Peacock. And he comes on tonight after an outstanding performance by Mike Fiers.
Well, very much needed seven innings from Fiers.
Fiers giving up a run over seven innings in line for the win. Walked one, struck out seven.
A.J. Hinch saying yesterday it was going to take a couple of good games by the starters to normalize things again in the bullpen for the Astros. And that's when you'll get your best performances out of your relievers. Of course, they go hand in hand.
Castro drills this deep to right field, and that ball is gone. Jason Castro has driven in four runs tonight. And the Astros' lead is now 11-2. Castro with his ninth home run of the year.
Well, he's taking some really pretty swings tonight. Really good, quick hands. Got a pitch to his liking and treated it just like batting practice. We saw him launch balls in batting practice, and that's what it looked like right there.
Sip delivers. And that's bounced left side. Charged by Correa. He gloves, throws on the move in time, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros make it two in a row in Baltimore. And once again, use the offense to do much of the work, defeating the Baltimore Orioles tonight by a final of 12-2.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.